Right now, it's 9:33 on Tuesday the 1st of May. All eyes this summer will be on the Football World Cup, but London is staging the first ever Athletics World Cup. And what's thought to be the most valuable global trophy will be up for grabs, the Platinum Trophy, worth £250,000. I'm pleased to say joining me live in the studio is British World Relay Champion Adam Jamieli. Good morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
First of all, you'll be back in the Olympic Stadium this summer then. How excited are you about that?
Yeah, it's the first time athletics has ever had anything like this, an Athletics World Cup. Eight countries competing against each other, sort of one athlete per event. So it's very, very different to what we've seen before. And it's sort of, yeah, it's going to be exciting to sort of compete as a team rather than individually winning medals. We score points for the team, and it's something that is, like I said, that athletics has not seen before. So it's nice to have a little bit of a change.
Now, you pulled out of a Commonwealth final last month.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I tore my adductor sort of in the semi-final of the race, like literally about three steps in, just went bang. And I just had to sort of finish the race, and luckily I was okay enough to sort of make the final. And sort of as I got back to the warm-up track and the adrenaline sort of wore off, I was just in so much agony. And yeah, the doctor was sort of like, nothing we can do for now, it's just rest. But yeah, frustrating to go all the way to Australia and
yeah,
feeling the best shape of your life and have to pull out. But it's a long season ahead, and luckily we've got things like the Athletics World Cup and the European Championships later this summer to actually go and compete and try and win medals. So
that's what you'll be hoping to achieve this summer?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're both on the target, and the Athletics World Cup, like I said, it's something new, and that excites a lot of people, and hopefully a young athlete might see that and get inspired to get into the sport, because that's athletics is not like football, it's very different. So it's we need to get as many people taking part as we can.
And tickets are on sale as well now. What about that expensive trophy too?
Yeah, it's exciting. I think they were telling me it's the first platinum trophy available in the world ever, available to win in a sports event, and we get platinum medals and stuff like that. So it's crazy. There's a lot of glamour around it, and a lot of to be in the London Stadium. Hopefully we can have a good summer. I know West Ham have not obviously had the best summer in the stadium, but we can hopefully bring some joy to people in that stadium. And yeah, the Platinum Trophy is going to be unbelievable.
And of course, we know how much of an appetite there is for sport in London. For when we look back to the Olympics in 2012, we know the appetite is there, isn't there, for people to get involved and to come along and to support our sort of champions.
Yeah, absolutely. London 2012 was fantastic, and even London 2017, the Athletics World Champs last year,
yeah,
got so many people inspired, and to just have this the next, like 2018, to have this sort of sprinkled in and keep people's appetite hungry, and people always want to come and support, and this is another opportunity for them to get along, see some world-class athletes and see some great athletics, which people love to watch.
Now, being a former footballer,
yeah,
I've got England, of course, the World Cup in Russia.
Yeah.
And then you've got the GB Athletics World Cup in London. Which do you prefer?
Do I prefer? So, obviously, the World Cup is massive for me. I've watched that every time it's on since I can remember.
And yeah.
But athletics, for me, I'm in the sport. I know how exciting it is. I know how hard athletes work, and the result is never predictable, and something will always happen, and there'll be some sort of upset. Last year with us winning the relay in London was the upset. People didn't expect that. We believe we could. But yeah, I know it's around similar days, or the finals on the same day, but they're different time schedules. The athletics is in the evening. I think the World Cup finals in the sort of mid afternoon. So it's for sports fans, there's that. There's Wimbledon as well, which is around that sort of time. So it's something that British people can really get behind and watch. And if you want athletics or football or Wimbledon, you've got all three. So
it's going to be a summer to remember.
Absolutely.
Is it not? Listen, thank you so much for coming to the studio live today. The tickets are on sale now for the first ever Athletics World Cup in London. Thank you very much, Adam Jamieli, British World Relay Champion.